George Boozy, you're the program director for all of North Carolina Public Radio. Are you facing any of the issues that are being discussed at this conference? The issues of declining audience, the issues of a sense of crisis in what you are and who you are and where you want to go?
There probably is some decline in the audience. I think crisis may be too strong. The audience has been growing just amazingly, probably since the 2000 election and before. And it's been flattened a little bit. It's still going to go up and down. I mean, we get results every quarter, just like the commercial stations do. We use that to program our stations and find out what's working and what's not working. We can't use that legally to sell, you know, underwriting or advertising. But it does give us an idea over time about how the audience is behaving and allows us to see what programs are working and which ones are not. I think crisis is too strong a word. I think we do take note of it. There has been a study called Audience 2010 that took a look at it, first spending quite a bit of time making sure that that really was happening, that it wasn't some sort of a blip. The researchers really looked into in detail to the data and how it was gathered and so forth. And it's true, it's happening. But, you know, we can deal with it. Maybe the audience will not continue to grow as rapidly. I think the audience can continue to grow a little bit, probably at the margins, but it'll probably be the same audience that we're serving right now for the most part. Maybe pick up a few other people.
NPR, like every other form of media, is situated right now in this Web 2.0 explosion. Are you at all interested as a program director in taking on podcasters, bloggers, interactive discussions with your audience? Or is this just a bunch of hooey, you know?
I wouldn't say hooey. It's not one of the words I use. Hooey. I've never... Hooey. No, it's not a bunch of hooey. It's also not a large part of our audience. But it is a part of it. It's probably the younger part of our demographic. And yes, we're doing it already. We do, you know, we archive our stuff on the web. We do podcast it. And we'll be doing more of that. But right now, we're not going to allow the tail to wag the dog. You know, most of the listening is listening. We really have no way of measuring all that new ways of listening, but we need to be there. Some of it may turn out to be, you know, a type of media that doesn't stick around. You know, we'll go through all that too, and some things will work and some things won't work. The idea is the content. You know, content is king cliche from a couple of years ago. It's probably still true.
Referring to the Web 2.0 and podcasting, many people look at that as citizen-generated rather than station-generated. So for your station, for example, to podcast the programs that you can also hear on the air is not necessarily really taking full advantage of the interactivity of media today. Are you open to including blogs or open discussion with your audience rather than creating what you create solely as yours? Are you willing to share? Are you willing to serve as an umbrella to a larger media out there? Are you willing to serve as a curator rather than just a producer of your product?
I think we've been doing that for years and years and years, called talk radio. We've had people come in. It's just a different way of having people come in. I do know the difference between what's on the web, say NewYorkTimes.com versus JoeBlow.com, who, you know, has an opinion and has a computer and thinks that he's a journalist. Maybe he is. He may be actually going out interviewing people and finding things out. But there's a lot of people who are just putting their opinions out there as if that's important. Now, that is a way of checking those out, and there are certain people who are doing that. We are putting our stuff on the web. We are putting our stuff out for call-in shows. At some point, we're blogging now. We haven't got a moderated blog yet. But that's one of the things we're looked at. But again, that's part of the tail wagging the dog. It's just where do you put your money? And right now we're putting it into radio because that's where the real larger percentage of the audience is. But we're also taking care of a little bit of that too and hope to be able to grow it in the future.
When I used the word hooey earlier to describe some of these new...
You like that word, hooey.
I don't know what exactly I like it for, but to describe some of these new ways of communicating, citizen-generated opinion, as you say, which may or may not have any value to anyone else. This conference is really dedicated to looking at new ways of interacting with an audience, partly, but also taking risks. And my real question is, can this seem almost like a diversion? Oh, we have to try the newfangled thing because otherwise we won't look hip. Or is there any real value to you in citizen interaction with professionals, your reporters, your hosts?
Yeah, I mean, we have an open house. We have a new studio in Durham. And one of the first open houses groups we had come in were the bloggers group. And they came in and they saw what we had and they all went back and blogged about it, which was good. It was just great. It got the word out a little bit about our facilities. So that's fine. Yes, we have that interactive meetings. We do also listen to callers on our call-in shows, which I contend is a lot of, you know, the same thing. It's just a different medium. There are all these new mediums, but what's going to be the new one that's going to catch on? What's going to be the next 8-track? I mean, if you look out there's satellite radio, there's internet radio, there's HD radio. A lot of us are rushing into HD. We're broadcasting in HD, and there's maybe 3 or 4 stations in my market that are broadcasting in HD. There's nobody out there listening to it, but it's out there.
Why are you doing it then?
Because it may be the next thing. It's something actually that public radio encouraged more than the commercial stations, who were basically ignoring it until Howard Stern left it, went off the satellite, and they said, we got to compete. You know, so all of a sudden the commercial guys got interested, and maybe that's going to be enough to get some of the radio manufacturers to come into it. But it's going to be a long time until it gets into the cars, until it gets into ways that radio is now so available. Radio is a big, nice, free medium. You can get it everywhere. It's cheap. It's mobile. We can do a lot of things with it. You know, we don't have to take cameras. We can take a recorder about the size of your recorder, your flash recorder, and go someplace with it and find out what's going on. And you can hear the sounds of it, which is what makes radio great. And those sounds and the descriptions is what makes the theater of the mind parts of radio really work. And to me, that's what makes public radio work. I mean, to some extent, this is the golden age of public radio. We can now have the horse hooves by taking our recorders out and recording the horse's hooves as they run. And a friend of mine, Stephen Smith of American Radio Works, he and I worked together at Minnesota Public Radio decades ago. You know, he mic'd wild horses. In the original golden age of radio, they were coconut shells, clopping along.
Last question. Is there any concern on your part that this effort to push into a new frontier, to take risks, to try new alternatives could be throwing the baby out with the bathwater, that NPR will lose some of what's really valuable about itself in the process?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think that NPR will do that. NPR is very judicious in the way it moves. It will experiment, it will take risks, but, you know, the things that are out there that bring the audience in, the morning editions and the all things considered, they've been out there for a while. Now they're being updated, they have new hosts, they have, new approaches, they're covering news in different ways, but they're not going to throw off those things to go experiment on something else. You know, they're not stupid.
Well, George, thank you very much.
Thank you.